We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's 9:30 in 716.
If you're not a fan of political advertising, the next 3 weeks, well, may be tough.
The incumbent Republican, Chris Collins, has the support of 46% of likely voters in the 27th congressional district, compared to 43% for his Democratic challenger, Nate McMurray.
During this time that the poll was taken, Nate McMurray had not run a single commercial.
He's still sitting in a pretty good position and has a cash advantage going into the final weeks of the election over Nate McMurray.
I'm Tim Wenger on 9:30 and 716, and a new poll out conducted by Siena Research shows the NY27 congressional race is a 3-point dogfight, with incumbent Republican Chris Collins, who is under indictment, in the lead.
Well, this is a fascinating race.
Steve Greenberg, Siena pollster.
What we see is that at the moment, the incumbent Republican Chris Collins has the support of 46% of likely voters in the 27th congressional district, compared to 43% for his Democratic challenger, Nate McMurray. So Collins, a 3-point lead. Now, a couple things to point out here. This is the most Republican district in the state of New York. And what do I mean by that? Well, in terms of pure enrollment, it is, but in terms of the likely voters in this sample of this poll from Siena, 18-point lead for Republicans in terms of the sample of likely voters. 48% of the likely voters we talked to were Republican, 30% Democrat. When we asked voters who do they want to control the House of Representatives after November, by a 18-point margin, 56% to 38%, they say they want to see the Republicans in control. And when we ask them about the president's job approval, 56% give Trump a positive job approval rating, 38% give him a negative job performance rating. So Trump plus 18 points. Want to see Republican control of the House plus Republican 18 points. Sample plus Republican 18 points. Yet in the horse race for Congress, Collins plus 3.
I'm sure that speaks a lot to Collins' favorability rating.
Absolutely. Right now, 37% of voters view Collins favorably. Nearly half, 49%, view him unfavorably. Just among Republicans alone, Collins' favorability is 48 favorable, 35 unfavorable. That wouldn't be bad if it was all voters, but that's just Republicans. By comparison, McMurray has an overall 32 favorable, 21 unfavorable, with nearly half of voters not able to have an opinion about him. But among Democrats alone, he's at 50 to 11, compared to Collins with Republicans, 48-35. And we see that reflected in the horse race as well. Among Republicans right now, in who they're going to vote for, 63% say they're with Collins, but nearly a quarter, 24% of Republicans, say they're voting for McMurray.
Steve, what about gender? Does it break down even between men and women?
Interesting. I'm glad you asked that question, Susan, because interestingly, it does not. And we have seen wide gender gaps in so many of the polls that we've done this year in New York and across the country, with women favoring Democrats more and men favoring Republicans more. In this race, men support Collins 46-45, 1 point. Women support Collins 46-42, 4 points. Where we really see a breakdown besides party is in terms of education. Voters with less than a bachelor's degree favor Collins by 6 points, 49% to 43%, but voters with a bachelor's degree or more by a 15-point margin, 51% to 36%, those voters favor McMurray.
How do these numbers, and especially that overall 3-point margin, how do they differ from what you would expect?
I would have absolutely expected that. Look, this district was truly not on anybody's radar screen. Wasn't on ours to poll 2 months ago. It wasn't on the list for the DCCC or the NRCC in Washington, the two major party congressional committees. This was not on anybody's radar. As a result of the indictment, he suspended his campaign and then he reignited his campaign. This became suddenly an interesting race. What happens when an incumbent elected official runs for re-election? Now, we've seen it before in New York. We've seen incumbents win. We've seen indicted incumbents win. We've seen indicted incumbents lose. Most recently, 4 years ago, in the race for Congress down in Staten Island, former Assemblyman Michael Grimm was under indictment at the time and won his election. So anything can happen, particularly here in New York, but certainly nobody expected this race to be as close as it was if we go back prior to the indictment.
Steve, what about independents? I mean, that seems like it's a pretty coveted group right now.
Yeah, and they are broken down the middle. 46% of independents say they're with McMurray. 45% say they're with Collins. When we look at how independents view each of the candidates, 34% of independents view McMurray favorably. 22% view him unfavorably. Interestingly, Collins has the same favorable 34%, but 51% of independents view him unfavorably. So there are some independents who are still viewing him unfavorably, yet voting for him.
Well, you know, Nate McMurray had told us that his internal polls had it a dead heat.
The meaning of it all, politically speaking, with WBEN political contributor and host of Hardline, Dr. Kevin Hardwick.
You always take something like that with a grain of salt, but I think the feeling, the word on the street was this race was really tight. So, it's not a huge surprise. I think it confirms what a lot of us had been seeing over time. I think McMurray had not been on TV before this poll was taken, and had made good use of the free media. I mean, he had a nice, very nice interview with you guys last week, and I think he's done himself proud. I mean, what you have to take into account is he's down by 3 points in this poll, but the poll was taken October 6th to October 11th. On October 11th is the day that Collins got his trial date. You felt it as I did. It was palpable. A lot of people were upset that the trial date would be pushed off to 2020. That certainly would have had an effect, and you wonder how many of these people would have changed their mind. The other thing you have to note is that during this time that the poll was taken, Nate McMurray had not run a single commercial. He just started his ad buy. I believe it was yesterday. I started seeing his spots yesterday. Certainly, that's going to affect him. So, you know, it's time for the Collins people to, pull out all the stops if they want to stop this momentum.
What does this mean then for the Collins camp? Where do they go from here with these numbers?
Well, they have to make some major decisions. They have to decide whether they're going to put Collins out there, whether they're going to debate. I'm not sure that they will do that. I think he'll keep his same public schedule, which is going to events that are friendly to him, not tipping off the media, and, you know, the media are going to have to try to ambush him after these events. But I think you may see him running a lot more ads, and they'll go even more negative, and there'll be more of them. You'll see more and more outside groups coming in spending money. It'll be good for the local media. Obviously, you and I would like to see both candidates run a lot of radio. I think you will see them running radio as well as TV, and you'll see a lot of it. It'll be wall-to-wall. People will be sick of it by the time it's over.
Well, what does it say to you? One of every 8 people in the poll who say they will vote for Collins also say they view Collins unfavorably. That number kind of struck me. What does it mean to you?
Well, it means it's not so much a vote for Collins as a vote for Collins' position and his backing of Donald Trump. They're supporting the president. They're kind of holding their nose, and they will vote for Collins. because they don't want McMurray to be in office to oppose the president.
Could this get the NCCC behind McMurray now?
Yeah, as I said, I think you'll find all sorts of outside groups coming in. You know, a lot of people you won't know who they are, where their money is coming from, and they'll be running just a plethora of ads, many of them negative. Now, McMurray's ads have been positive, and I think that's a refreshing change. And normally, negative ads work better than positive ads. I mean, that's, you know, negative ads work better, you know, are effective until proven otherwise. But I have to say the positive ads I think may be the right way to go this time, because there has been so much negativity. We may have reached a tipping point.
Another voice now, as we also learn that the McMurray camp is getting a big boost in campaign funding.
Well, we've learned that first of all, his funding has dried up in a major way ever since he was indicted back in August.
Dave Leventhal, regular WBEN contributor with the Center for Public Integrity.
So a lot of the support that he had been getting, a lot of the money that had been rolling in, the tap got cut off. So here's the thing, though, that he has still in his advantage. He was sitting on a ton of cash, more than $1 million going into the summer. So despite all the legal histrionics that he's been facing, despite all the calls for him to at one point resign, his decision to get out of the race, then come back into the race, he's still sitting in a pretty good position and has a cash advantage going into the final weeks of the election over Nate McMurray, although Nate McMurray has been raising some serious cash to himself.
What is the difference between the cash for both camps?
Well, Nate McMurray had a pretty strong third quarter. Let's put it this way. He was nowhere coming into the summer. He had raised during the second quarter of this year, so April, May, and June, less than $50,000, which is not going to win you a House race. But in the third quarter of this year, so July, August, and September, when it was clear that he was going to be the Democratic nominee, and then, of course, when the indictment came down for Chris Collins, he was able to raise during that period more than $500,000. So that's not crazy money, at least as far as House campaigns are concerned, but considering where Nate McMurray was and where he is right now, he's in a much stronger financial position, can get his message out to a stronger degree than he would have been otherwise.
Yeah, a pretty big bump. Can we tell where that money's coming from?
We can. A lot of individual contributions, little small dollar donors who are making $10, $50, $100 contributions. Some of that is definitely coming from out of state, which is not uncommon for a race that has some sort of national profile or interest. He's also been getting money from a number of different political action committees, some at the national level. I saw MoveOn.org, for example, being one. Denny Hoyer, one of the top Democratic leaders, his committee put some money forth, and also, too, from committees tied to Kathy Hochul and Andrew Cuomo, too. And Andrew Cuomo had not been a big Nate McMurray fan earlier in this year. So definitely the Democratic machinery getting behind Nate McMurray. They see this as a competitive seat right now and an opportunity to do what would have been unthinkable just a few months ago, which is pick up a seat in an incredibly Republican district that went full way for Donald Trump back in 2016.
What about money contributions coming in for Collins? Where's it from?
Almost nowhere. There are a few individual contributions of note, really not much. All of the political action committee money that he had been receiving had dried up. I suppose the most ironic thing of all was that he did get a contribution from Pharma, which is the Drug Industry Trade Association, and that came after that he had been indicted for insider trading involving drugs, or drug investments. So biopharmaceutical investment. So it's a little bit of an odd twist in the money and politics world. But the bottom line for Chris Collins is that he is likely going to have still enough money to run a campaign, even a campaign that has been scaled back in the way that he's had to ever since the indictment came down.
Election day, believe it or not, just 3 weeks away.
That's 9:30 in 716. We're back tomorrow with another edition from the studios of WBEN Buffalo.
Vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!